Oh, there we go. Now it's recording. I don't know why I didn't before. You're listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. And today I'm speaking with...
Paul Diener, Executive Director of Lake Superior Community Theater.
And you're here to talk about Fences. Can you tell me a little bit about what the production is about?
Fences is a drama that was written by a gentleman named August Wilson. It was written in the mid-80s. It's about a 1957 African-American family living in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's a blue-collar, working-class family. And there are seven characters in the show. And the play was written by a black man about African-Americans and the African-American experience, essentially. So there are many issues in the play the family deals with. Universal issues, by the way, that all families face. Love, responsibility, caring for each other. More serious things like infidelity. Serious things like father-son relationships. Male-female relationships. It's a family story, but it's also about the African-American experience, and it is written in such a way that much of the subtext deals with racial issues that have, dogged African-Americans since slavery was introduced to the country. So it's an incredibly well-written, crafty show.
When did you first hear about, come to know about Fences itself, and why do you feel like that was important to bring to the North Shore?
Well, I've heard a lot about the show, heard a lot about August Wilson. I saw the movie Fences in December of 2016 when it was released, starring Denzel Washington and Viola Davis. Viola Davis won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. And it was a stunning experience for me. It was quite moving. I had not directed a play in a year and a half for our community theater. Maybe it wasn't that long, but it seemed like some of my creativity had dried up a little bit, and I was taking a year off at least from directing. Saw the movie and got totally, and I mean totally, inspired. And I hope some of your listeners, if they haven't seen the movie, it's solid gold. You got to see it. And Denzel Washington directed the movie as well and stars in it. So that really tipped it for me. I just felt inspired to want to stage this incredible piece of literature and drama.
So talk to me a little bit about the cast. I know the cast has a wide variety of ages in it and that it's a... African-American themed cast. Tell me a little bit about who will be starring in this play.
Well, obviously we had to recruit the cast from Duluth because of demographics up here on the North Shore. We do not have the African-American population to recruit from. So last summer we had an intense recruiting effort in Duluth in the Lincoln Park and Central Hillside neighborhoods and West Duluth neighborhoods to find individuals, and we got lucky. And we cast seven people in the show, six adults, one child. And of the six adults, five are males, one female. And for instance, the leading role is played by Gabriel Mayfield of Duluth. And Gabe has been in a number of Playhouse productions and quite an accomplished actor. So he's a stage veteran. And playing opposite him, the character Rose, is Kyla Thompson. Kyla is a senior at the University of Minnesota Duluth, quite an excellent actress. She's also a psychology major, and she's studying social work, and she's an extremely interesting individual. So Kyla and Gabriel lead the cast. Then there are supporting roles of five other individuals. And the young gal who's in the cast comes in at the end of the play. She's 8 years old, and she's a student at Myers-Wilkins Elementary. But they all, most of the cast lives in Duluth. One gentleman lives in Superior, and one gentleman lives in Proctor.
So when you did the casting for the members, was there a big turnout of people, or were you lucky to get the seven that you got?
There wasn't what I would say a big turnout. We had, I'd say, seven, maybe 15 to 20 people who expressed interest in it. And so the ranks were thin, so to speak. This has never happened in Duluth before. So the culture, if you will, for auditioning for and staging a play with an all-black cast in Duluth, in my knowledge, has not happened. It might have happened at the Playhouse a number of decades ago, but I'm not sure on that. So to ask people to come out to be in a production like this, which has basically never happened before, was a challenge. And so, but we were fortunate that close to 20 people auditioned, and out of that we've got a fine cast of seven, and it's been just a joy working with them. But it's brand new for Duluth. This will be a first for Duluth, a first for Two Harbors, and a first for Silver Bay to have an area cast recruited from the area perform on a main stage in a main stage production, full drama, not only in Duluth, but on the shore.
So it's being presented in Silver Bay, Two Harbors, and Duluth. When is it being presented, and is it a family-friendly show?
I would not call it, it's not a show for young children, elementary kids. Use judgment, I would say high school kids and older, because of the topics discussed, some of the language discussed, and some of the action, so to speak, in the play. It is not geared for elementary, but it is about a family that deals with universal family issues. The show opens at Lincoln Park Middle School in Duluth on March 27th, 27, 28, 29th of March. And then we open at Silver Bay High, or Two Harbors High School, April 6th, and we run the 6th, 7th, and 8th of April, and then we close up in Silver Bay, our home base of the theater, the community theater where we started. We perform up in Silver Bay on Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th, and Sunday the 15th of April. So those 3 weekends. And I might add, the March show at Lincoln Park Middle School will be during the week. We wanted to get it in on a weekend in Duluth, but we're butting up against the Easter holiday, so we had to shoehorn it in during the week because that weekend is Easter, and the cast decided, as I did too, it wouldn't be a good idea to have the performance on Easter weekend.
And what would you say is the big message somebody would get out of, or the big reason somebody would want to go to Fences to see it?
I think it's a telling of African-American history through the vehicle of a family, so to speak, and an honest telling of it by an African-American man for an African-American cast. I think it's honest. It's an honest delivery of life for this family. And again, the subtext deals with the after effects, so to speak, of slavery and that whole cycle that persons of color have had to experience over the years. I think it's just a great education. And I'm a theater guy, I'm a staging person. I think it's very entertaining as well. It is very humorous, it is very dramatic, it is very sad, it is intense, it is powerful. It has never been performed up here. And I hope folks come out and see it.
So are you guys still in need of any help for putting this on?
We are in need of a backstage crew to be backstage during the show, bring out props during the show, take props off stage during the show. And yes, in fact, when we load in the first week of April, that's when we would need volunteers. And the, there will be, I would imagine, 2-3 rehearsals on the Two Harbors stage, so we'll need volunteers for that, plus the three performances. So that could be a commitment of 6-7 nights to work the backstage for the show. And the same thing goes for Silver Bay. When we load in, we'll have a couple of rehearsals, and then we will also need crew in Silver Bay as well. So we may load in even before, I think, April 1st or 2nd, might even be on the weekend, but we will need help with load-in. But if I have to target something, it's backstage crew to work with our stage manager running props on and off the set.
And who can somebody contact if they want to help out with this?
They could contact our stage manager. Her name is Bethany Lambrecht, and her cell phone number is 218-590-3420. 218-590-3420. If they miss Bethany, they can give me a shout-out, Paul Diener, at 218-353-7509. 218-353-7509. I am in the book, live up in Finland, so that's a good connection as well. Or go to our website, Lake Superior Community Theater, lsct.us, and I believe my phone number is there, or there is a contact phone number there.
All right. I can tell you I'm for sure going to be going to that. It sounds like a really, really interesting production.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
You're listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota.